Hello everyone and welcome to a brand new episode of Digital Drift. This is the first one in 2016. So happy new year everyone. Hey. So I'm not alone and I'm with Ekwemi Anyi, right? Formerly known as Antonia. Hi Antonia.
Not formally. My first name has always been Ekwemi and Antonia is my second name.
Okay.
And I figured that people don't pronounce Antonia any easier.
Okay.
So, might as well use my first name. Ekwemi means thanks to God. And yeah, I'm name everyone calls me that knows me, basically. They know me as Ekwemi. So, I'm giving you the privilege to also know me as Ekwemi as
okay, happy new year as well. Ekwemi.
So, that's it for me.
Interesting.
Yeah, happy new year and all. Welcome to 2016.
Yeah, Digital Drift's coming back to you this year. So we thought we did start this year with looking over some of the interesting things that happened last year, especially as far as Digital Drift goes, and you know, give you some of the things we expect this year. And also, this is a good time to also ask you for input. So if you know anybody you want to us to interview on the show, if you know somebody doing something out there that is great, they're doing something to change the local tech scene in Nigeria, definitely we want you to get in touch and let us know. Anton, sorry, Ekwemi.
It's all right. I would expect that over time, but hopefully you would get to know how to pronounce it very soon.
You're very forgiving. Thank you very much.
So, yes, on the show, we're going to go through some of what we recorded last year and what was interesting, what we learned, and then what we're looking forward to. I personally am looking forward to having more women on the show and, you know, just looking at the different areas that the tech businesses in Nigeria are affecting local people on grounds there. I was in Nigeria the past month. And one thing that surprised me that there weren't, from the people I talked to in the technology space, there wasn't enough. In fact, someone told me that there wasn't any coding program targeted at women, like teaching girls and women how to code, which seems to be one of the most basic things, you know, apart from the sort of like special and type of programs, but just simple meetups that bring women and girls together to learn some of these skills. It was really sad to hear, but I'm glad that people like Aisha Bello, who is running the Django Girls, is going to be bringing such things to Nigeria next month. So a couple of things that I'm definitely looking forward to happening in Nigeria this year. To start off, we go back in time.
Yeah, from 2015. Since you brought it up, the ladies in tech meetup, there was a meetup recently, at least as far as Twitter goes. I mean, maybe we should get the people who are putting together this also on the show. It would be nice. At least if you want more women on the show, then definitely we need to reach out to also. And, you know, also let people know the good stuff they are doing, right?
Sure.
Yeah, nice you brought that up. We'll definitely have more women on Digital Drift. I think last year we had 1 over 9.
Yeah, which was really, really
very
poor.
Yeah, really very poor. That's almost just 10% or even less. Yeah, so you want to start with the rundown of last year interviews?
Okay, so last year we started in April and we kicked off with interviewing CC Hub's UX lead, Daisy Kinney. Which was interesting for me because it was my first time and it was all about UX as well, so which was cool. And then we talked to a wide range of people. We talked to Victor Dibia, who is a PhD candidate now, and he's all about apps, wearables, and, you know, just researching what technology can be tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
And then we had people like Ian Mark, who are building businesses in Nigeria. We had people like Bankole, who is, you know, one of those that are helping to, I would say in a way, helping to bring together talent. And we had people who went into the nitty gritty of stuff. So people like Tim, Ihane,
yeah.
I hope I got that right, and Chukudi, who, you know, went straight down into into the ground, like understanding how things work in these different areas. So software teams, software frameworks, and then also how to build sales teams. And then, of course, we had a lady, Modé, who something completely fresh and interesting in the mix. You know, it's all about art and how technology has helped the art to be more accessible to people rather than just folks who just buy one piece. Now it's accessible to more people who can buy art in different forms. So on phone covers, on laptop covers as well. So it was a good mix last year, and I'm looking to have a better range or mix of people, genders this year. In terms of you, Francis, what was your favorite, and you know, what did you learn the most from here?
It's a bit difficult to pick one favorite, sincerely. They all brought, different things to the table. But two episodes people really connected with was the episode with Ian of Andela. And the reason, I mean, something to mention here was that every day you do interviews, and many times you get the usual stuff, that's out there in the press. But that interview came out as something that, that was a bit different, not the usual content, you could get off the shelf anyway. And then the interview with Mode was also different. So I'm more like an art scholar. Making a connection with technology was interesting, and it's actually a big market, making art accessible. It's actually a bigger market than most people realize. Yeah, so it was definitely interesting. So my last pick for my favorite episodes would be a tough one. I've been very concerned about building teams, so I'll split that last position between Tim Akimbo, who talked about building reliable software teams, and then Chukwudi Onali, who talked about finding salespeople for your startup. So teams is something I'm very big about, and many times when startups go bad, it always comes down to teams and things that have to have to do with those things. So on the first, in for being very open and different, and also for Modi opening up a new market, I mean different from what we're used to. Then also the core of the people part, okay, that will drive startups to success, and the way they were covered by Chukwudi Onwuneli and then Tim Akimbo. That's episode 10 and episode 13. Yeah, so that's my pick for last year. But I mean, we had a lot of fantastic people. You did a very good episode with you and Ope anchored the episode with Ihaim, where you went through JS frameworks.
I was out of my comfort zone. I like details, but there's some details which I would rather sort of, move aside. But the great thing about it, where I was able to ask questions and talk about stuff, was his passion for bringing up Black or African American people into the technology world. So I was really happy to hear more about that, and the podcast they do as well, which talks the two Black nerds, which talks about those things. So it was also good to know that I could ask those kind of questions there.
Yeah, I mean
So.
that aspect was very real, because there was a post on, I think, by Forbes earlier this week that talked about this problem in detail, how the Black community in the US and the other underrepresented groups are really finding it hard to get into, companies and all that. So,
Without digressing too much, I was having this conversation with my friend on Twitter yesterday, just because there was this technology, educational technology conference that was going on in London, and we looked at all the pictures, and I tell you, out of over 100 pictures, there was like maybe they weren't taking the Black people there, I don't know, but there were probably only like five, or just the one I saw out of 1,000 or more people's there. So it's just like, where are these people? If we're not getting them from education, they're definitely going to find a hard problem in the world. Which is why I think that the conversations that we had, like Andela And even CC Hub was really important because we need to be targeting people at the educational level when we're talking about technology. It's so important because you come out there into the world, it's the folks who are pushed through understanding or learning more about these things at the basic level that are going to be leading the workplaces. So you really can't have it backwards. So I'm really happy that we had those conversations. In fact, with most of the people we interviewed, I think because it's something that I'm passionate about, helping to develop young talent or accelerate talent, help people learn digital skills. So throughout most of our conversations and the 9 episodes, I tried to make sure that those questions were asked and people would talk about what they are doing themselves, what CC Hub is doing, for example. Of course, Andela, that's what they're passionate about. You know, just what people are doing to grow young talent and where they're reaching them. It's so important to have that foundation right.
Nice. Someone referred to you as the people person. I mean, you it was very clear you're passionate about, you know, the whole education. I mean, if you're going to create a sustainable industry, it's very important.
Definitely. Absolutely. So I think that in this year, I think we should be looking at how, you know, what the impact has been, how many people have Andela, for example. It would be good to revise some of these things, like how many people have they helped and, you know, what different organizations are doing. For example, talking about bringing more women in technology into the shows. For example, there's this organization called TechHer and NG, which probably has a target to reach 1,000 women in tech. So just understanding that this is what the goals are and what they've done. Or it could be programs like Intel's She Will Connect, which had a huge campaign last year of their face of the campaign and all that stuff. It would be good to revise how much impact have these people made in the Nigerian community in Lagos or wherever they are. So that's one thing I would be looking forward to doing and exposing here on the shows.
No leave, no transfer, as they say. I mean, I'm in Nigeria and you know, you came in December and all that. Were there a couple of things that that struck you as to be like, okay, things to expect in 2016?
I don't know. I think when it can be a hard one because I understand that when you come into Nigeria for a few days or weeks and you're staying in a particular area of Lagos, you might be blinded by what's really happening in Lagos. So I don't want to even use that to paint a picture. All I can say is that from the people I talked with, technology people, a lot of people are excited of what exists in Nigeria. They see there's a lot of talent, because there is talent, and they feel like the talent needs help. So in terms of funding of their business ideas, in terms of just polishing them up a bit. So you've got a number of people who are interested in accelerating startups, not just the people themselves, but the business ideas and creating those viable businesses to help the local community. You have people who are interested in what the common man on the street, how to get him off the street in terms of, you know, just being a layabout, how to give people some purpose and hope, because that is what drives the economy. When people see that they can do viable work, and that just helps the whole, you know, community in general. So
yeah,
that's one thing I see that people are looking forward to this year. I know there's a talk about austerity in Nigeria, the naira is falling, that, but I think generally people are quite hopeful because they know that with the spirit that Nigerians have, typically you can get them through most things. So yeah, I'm positive about what could happen this year and in that space.
I mean,
so yeah,
you mentioned employment. I think we've not even scratched the surface, because
how do you mean employment?
I mean, you mentioned, you know, getting people off the street, that is employment, right? Like,
okay,
competency,
yeah,
building, capacity building, and to help, yeah, them be competent and, you know, contribute their own, you know, be to moving the country forward. It's still a big puzzle.
It's a puzzle, but we have the tools now to show that people can expand their minds beyond, oh, I have to get into a bank, you know, those kind of rigid jobs. But now it's like wherever you are, you have a phone, there must be something you can do. You be able to find work through something. So those are the we ourselves as creators have to open our minds to what's possible instead of seeing people as just, I mean, it's really easy to drive by and not think about those men, but yes, or women, but you go into in front of your computer and you're like, oh, I'm creating this service that helps bring plumbers and carpenters together while ignoring the people on ground. So you have to open our minds
I mean,
and see what
competence
can exist in Lagos.
competence is a big, it's going to be a big game changer. If somebody is able to solve, just on Twitter some an hour ago or so, and Yomi of Printable was saying, look, there are jobs, but you just need to get the right skill set. So it's like chicken and egg problem. I don't have, you know, the skill set, but I'm trying to get a job, and there is no system for me. I'm, you know, to get that skill set. So, but so it's, I think it's more, it's beyond just, you know, putting out job boards out there and all that kind of stuff.
Sure, definitely agree.
Okay. One other, you know, sector. I mean, we've talked about employment. One other sector that I'm really excited about. I mean, we've talked about it for so long, and it looks as if things are really, you know, coming together now, is the payments industry. I mean, a number of things have happened, technology advances and interest. People are more interested now, especially investors, and also looking at, you know, the size of the market in Nigeria. Fintech is just another, you know, big, you know, space that is being, you know, people are just looking at tapping that space. Every other day, I get invited by a startup that says, what are you guys using at ProWalk? What are you guys using at ProStream to, you know, collect revenue? Why don't you try?
Really?
Yeah, I mean, why don't you try, you know, our new payment gateway? It has this benefit, this benefit. I'm like, okay, yeah. I mean, but there are some of them, like Paystack, that, you know, I'm like, I mean, I need to try out this. There are a number of them. There's another startup out of Ghana, some Nigerians in Mest. They have a startup also in Beta. I'm trying to pull up the name so at least give them proper recognition. That so it's called SlushPay.com. They're still very early, but they figure out a number of the pain points in payments in this space, and you know they're tackling it as well as very close to what the guys at Paystack.co are doing. So SlushPay.com. I mean, and then Interswitch, it's also not sleeping because, I mean, the other day, I think somebody, I think, you know, very top level in Interswitch was writing about, I mean, these new fintech companies and how basically see things differently, or was providing a different perspective as to what they needed to do to really, you know, grow into profitable business and all that kind of stuff. Basically coming from the Interswitch perspective. So it's something that Interswitch, you could say definitely they realize also that there's a different category of payments that's out there that maybe they're not yet touching, they are really preparing for. So it'll be interesting to see what Interswitch is doing, what Paystack, what SlushPay, and I know there are a number of others out there that are trying to revolutionize, you know, the payment space in Nigeria. I mean, there was the whole, I'm sure you heard the whole, what's it called, TSA business with Remita, which is also another payment. Yeah, the single treasury account, you know, Nigerian government was trying to kind of put all their money in one place, and you know there was supposed to be a system whereby those monies were transferred, and there was a software being used, and then it was in the news. It was big news. The CEO of System Specs, who is the company behind Remita, another payments solution, had to appear before the Senate to explain, you know, some of their contracts and all that kind of stuff. But whatever's, you know, happening, there's very clear that the payment space, you know, it's really changing. Yeah, and you
Well,
know, yeah.
as a user of Interswitch, it would be interesting to see for my next e-commerce ventures how I can utilize some of this. Because I guess I might still be naive, but I don't know what the issues are, except the fact that Interswitch is, there hasn't been enough competition. But yeah, interested to see how this new guys play in the market and help us do our work better.
Yeah, I think it's competition, if I could use that term. Competition would definitely improve that space for everyone. You were in Lagos and you experienced the Uber phenomenon, right?
At first, I was hesitant to use Uber. I mean, I tried it and my PayPal couldn't work. So I had to use my foreign card, which was a bit annoying because, I mean, I'm being charged on every transaction.
Yeah.
But just the convenience of it was, I tried to use Easy Taxi, which was just awful and more expensive in general than Uber. But at least they gave you the option to pay by cash.
Yeah.
And then Uber brought the cash, but for some reason I didn't have it on my own app. So I don't know, maybe it wasn't rolled out yet. But in any case,
sorry,
it was
the paying with cash for Uber or what?
Yeah, paying by cash on Uber.
Okay. I think there's a way now to force it or something like that. I don't know. I saw a post like that, how to force cash payments on Uber and all that kind of stuff.
Oh, okay. Maybe next time. But the convenience was great. And the fact that I love the fact, because I was like, this Uber people, they all have one kind of car.
Mm-hmm.
How come the car is always new? And I realized that, you know, there was a certain level that they vetted to get on the platform, which makes a lot of sense. I mean, it's Lagos. You don't want to go for a meeting where you're smelling like petrol and dust. And I mean, if you're going to use Uber, let it be, you know, that service, let it be a premium service all the way through. So it was convenient. It was good.
So
I liked it.
Transport, logistics, you know, you have players there, Uber, you have Easy Taxi, you have AfroCab, and, you know, logistics generally. You know, I think Uber is doing cabs in Nigeria, but beyond that, in other places, they have all kinds of Uber services that generally has to do with moving things or people, you know, from one place to the other. And there's really you know, a lot of opportunity, you know, in this space, because Lagos is just one piece of the pie. Maybe it's the biggest piece of the pie, and that's why they're starting here. But people like Celestine startup, Ticket Mobile, I mean, they have some good business happening for them in Abuja, you know, with some partnerships. So essentially what they've done is to license their Ticket Mobile technology to some transport companies in Abuja, providing Uber-like service, by the way. And so these companies are, you know, using their technology to, you know, get customers and, you know, manage all their trips and all that kind of stuff. So transport is still, you know, somewhere I hope we get someone on the show really to talk about that vertical, because it's interesting. Some of the numbers I get from Uber partners really good.
Well, what do you mean Uber partners?
The people responsible for those neat cars, right? You talked about.
Yeah.
I mean, they're owned by somebody else. They're not like owned by Uber.
Okay. I have friends who are like turning their second cars into Uber cars.
Yep. So it's somewhere that we would definitely hope to bring people, if not someone on the show to talk about. Logistics is interesting. Max.ng, I think that's what it's called. Yeah. So they were at TechCrunch at London. It was a good show. They came out tops, right? At the end of they came out tops at the end of that show. But beyond that, I mean, their name keeps popping up everywhere. There are a number of other guys doing the same thing. Ace. I don't know if Conga Express is going to like open up or, you know, and get other people to use that. I felt that was the original plan, but I don't hear about people using Conga Express, like independent people, yet. Okay, on our service, Flash Messenger service also doing a lot of moving things from here to there. I mean, these guys are basically just in the area of smaller kind of logistics service. The big usual suspect, the Ace, you know, African Courier Express. Those guys are doing very well too, I hear. So, so it's an interesting space. So we've seen employment, we've seen what was the other one we talked about? Fintech and transport
fintech.
Logistics. I mean, is there any place we're missing?
I think we're missing a lot of things. There's something that I heard a lot like mosquito buzzing in my head when I was in Nigeria. This whole thing about service, professional, domestic staff, from nannies to people who cook in homes. I think there's a huge market for those kind of service startups, like providing people who can do these jobs on demand, but professional people. I think there's a huge need for that. Also, there was something I got talking with someone about, and he said there was a lady who works in the healthcare. She's a doctor, and she started her own healthcare, like on-demand health services at home in
Really?
Lagos. Yeah.
Is
A lot of
that
things are happening, and we just don't know about these things. But this is where tech can help to scale it beyond a
allowed?
certain area. But what's happening is she provides service nurses to people's homes to take care of, especially grandparents and kids and things like that. So, and she's made quite a lot
I
in
mean,
just about 6 months or so she started.
the
So,
interesting thing with Nigeria is that there's a lot of opportunity and a lot of, you could say, unregulation, right? I mean, it's like, you have a lot of businesses moving, billions of naira every year, and it's like, I mean, sometimes they're like black hole to the government, and that's the impression I get sometimes. So it's going to be interesting to see, things like in the health sector, like you mentioned, things like in the, what do you call that, the other category you just mentioned, like home service, right? Stuff. That's going to be interesting. And thinking about, you mentioned about austerity and all that, the government, is really doubling down, getting money from stealing from the poor and paying the rich, I'll call it, but no problem. So they're really doubling down on tax, right? There's still a space that I think people can innovate around, right? So providing
Tax.
tax services. I need to do my tax filing and all that kind of stuff. And I have to hire somebody because, I mean, somebody that's affordable to help me and all this kind of stuff. I don't know if there's someone who could like standardize the whole thing. For instance, there's tax team in the southern part of Africa, who I think they're in South Africa, Namibia, and somewhere else, who basically give you a tool where you can go online, and basically your tax stuff is sorted. So, and they help you every time, that cycle where you have to do your tax returns comes. And I think they are doing very well. So I think if nobody's going to do that, I'm going to probably invite them to Nigeria because I think the time is right. So yeah, that's about that. So there's, a whole lot going down here.
So yeah, a lot to look forward to, and work towards as well. So I hope you are working hard. I'm looking forward to working even harder in the new year. So yeah,
Yeah.
that's what I'm thinking about doing as well.
We're trying to work smart. We've been working hard. We're trying to work smart now. That's why we're using ProWork, by the way. So, anyway. Okay, nice. Antonio, I think there's, if we continue, we would not stop. I mean, there's a lot happening there. We've gone through employment, fintech, transport, logistics, healthcare. You mentioned education. You mentioned about, women in tech. I mean, these are. There's a lot of opportunity down here, and like you said, it's really for people who want to make a difference, people who are ready to work hard, doubling down, to take advantage of these things, right? So good. So any last words? My own last words, Happy New Year, right? Everybody, Happy New Year. We'll see you soon. But any last words, Antonia?
Yeah, Happy New Year, and remember to look for our podcast. In fact, subscribe us wherever you can on SoundCloud, wherever you see it. We would be bringing more interesting stuff this year.
So
Yes, so
SoundCloud,
have fun. Yeah.
iTunes, right? So if you're the iOS user or you use iTunes on your desktop, definitely you should, subscribe to Digital Drakes. Just find us on
Do you know, I just had a thought pop in my head because I had to buy Chocomilo when I went back. And I was like, why don't we run a podcast that says, you know, things like, what happened to Chocomilo?
Oh my
Why is
goodness.
it like crumbling and so horrible now? It's like, just put Milo in a cube and the whole thing just falls. As in, I could just open them and just crush them as powder into my cup for hot chocolate. It's crazy.
Let me guess. I mean, we could get them on the show, but let me guess. They lost the secret recipe, right? So Chocomilo had a secret recipe. So I think with that we can, you know, look forward to better Chocomilo next episode, right? Thanks everyone. Thank you for listening.
All right.